On Classic Country Radio, we're at 11:30 in the morning, and it is indeed my pleasure again this morning to welcome back to Classic Country Radio, 3rd District United States Congressman Mike Turner. Congressman Turner, good morning.
Good morning, Buck. How are you doing?
I am doing just fine. The Congressman is checking in with a special report this morning because he has been visiting our United States combat troops in the Middle East. I know we can't talk about where you are right now. We just know it's a long way from home. But where have you been and who have you seen?
Yesterday, we were in Kabul in Afghanistan, and we got the opportunity to meet with General Petraeus and Ambassador Eikenberry. Today, we've left Kandahar. We were down in Kandahar meeting the commanders down there and getting an assessment, really, of now that there has been a shift, that McChrystal has left and General Petraeus has come to Afghanistan. How are we going to turn this around, and what do they see that, that we're going to have in our near future?
Well, we know that things had been going well at one point in Afghanistan, but then there has been word that there have been problems on the ground there, that kind of thing. What have you personally been able to see, experience, and find, Congressman?
Well, this is my sixth trip that I had taken to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And I was very concerned because this is a time when it has turned to where the conflict has intensified. The Taliban is now well-funded due to the almost doubling in the drug trade over the past 4 years. And that's been troubling because that doubling in the drug trade has happened while we've been here. So we've been here 9 years, and over that period, the first 4 years, the drug trade was about the same as it was historically here, and it has exploded. We have like a narcotic surge that is fueling the Taliban. This is not an ideological or even necessarily an extremist movement that we see in a surge of the Taliban. Then it's economics. When I came here, one of my major questions to the commanders on the ground and General Petraeus is how are they going to get a handle on eradicating the drug trade here and eliminating the funds that are going to the Taliban. General Petraeus was very encouraging. He's looking forward at implementing a very aggressive strategy to take back areas that are in contest and to ensure that we don't have a safe haven for terrorists that once again threatens our national security.
Now, you have been there, as you pointed out, so many times in the past. I know after one of your last visits, you and I talked about the high rate of enthusiasm and morale among our troops. I wondered if there's been any discernible change in that, not just because things have gotten tougher there, but perhaps owing to the change in command. Have you been able to sniff out, feel anything of that nature?
Yeah, actually, you are absolutely right, Buck. Every trip that I've taken, our men and women in uniform have had very high morale. And this time, they still have high morale. And I'll tell you, the president, when he fired McChrystal and he put in Petraeus, that probably was the only move that he could have made that would have given both our country and the people who are serving there the confidence that they have a very strong commander. Many of the people who are here in Afghanistan had served in Iraq under General Petraeus, and they were confident of his command when he was over both of those conflicts. So, by him taking the hands on this, people will think that have been thinking that he's going to be certainly even that much more diligent. Another thing, by the way, that I brought cards from the Primrose School to our wounded soldiers. We went and visited two hospitals and the Primrose preschool prepared cards of thanks for them. And that was a really nice touch to be able to bring to them some greetings from back home and from people who say, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you're doing. To wish them a speedy recovery.
As you know, here in the 3rd District, and indeed in our nation as a whole, the average Americans, the folks like those in the 3rd District, very much in support of our fighting men and women and send those kinds of feelings that way. There is a concern that you hear from people about the deadline that was put on the increased troops when this was done a year ago, that deadline coming up next year. Is that something that you talked about with General Petraeus?
Yes, absolutely. And also we saw President Karzai. President Karzai and Petraeus are both concerned as to that approaching deadline and the fact that, you know, President Obama ordered a surge of troops to Afghanistan, and they've not all gotten here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 6 months or more since the president said he was going to send additional troops, and we're going into the toughest fighting period here in Afghanistan. August has always historically been the most difficult month for our troops, with the highest number of attacks and the highest number of casualties. And obviously, we lower casualties. The more troops we have, the more secure areas are, the more confident we can be of the security of the area around our troops. So it's absolutely essential that those troops get here. But the other thing is that, they're going to come, and then the president has an arbitrary deadline within a year that he's going to start drawing down troops at a time when, you know, Afghanistan is wondering, did we take our eye off the ball? We had the country stable. It was, headed toward democracy. We had Al-Qaeda on the run. We allowed the drug trade to surge and neglected what should have been areas that we had historically already secured. Now we're facing the question of having to use, combat forces to once again hold them. And that comes at such a risk to our men and women who are serving. If we gain these territories again and make them secure, and the president immediately begins to withdraw down troops, the danger is if the areas once again fall into either Taliban or Al-Qaeda influence, and the cycle continues. So that's basically our concern.
Do you see a successful end game there? Do you see us being able to eradicate that drug trade, get Afghanistan geared back up to eventually take the place of the American fighting men and women? Or if we want things to be better on the ground there, are we looking at a very long commitment of U.S. troops and already the longest war in our history? What's your gut feeling about this, Congressman?
Well, I think if this can be turned around, General Petraeus is the man to do it. He turned around Iraq. He trained the Iraqi national forces. They took the place of our forces. We're now seeing, Iraq, which is stable and secure. And I believe he's going to be able to accomplish that in Afghanistan. Of course, the issue then of training and getting the troops out is to secure those areas that are Afghan troops is of paramount importance. The drug trade, if you look over a 10-year period, there was a level production of drugs in Afghanistan. The fact that it has doubled over the last 4 years under our watch, I don't think we have to have the standard of eliminating the drug trade, but we certainly ought to eliminate the increase that we're responsible for, and I think we can do that. Afghanistan as an agricultural area is actually a limited territory. So we're not talking about vast amount of areas or even areas like in Colombia that are hidden. It is very obvious the areas in which drugs are being produced. And we have a number of strategies to combat it. It's not just eradication. It's also go after the money routes. It's going after transportation routes, the labs. We have a number of strategies that I think we really can make an impact there.
During your time there over the last couple of days, have you met any folks from back home, any 3rd District young men and women in service?
Yes. In fact, I just had lunch with 7 people who were from Ohio, 3 of which were from the Dayton area. And the Dayton Dragons gave me T-shirts to give them, and we videotaped them giving a greeting to the community and to Dayton Dragons, which I'm going to offer up to the Dayton Dragons for their upcoming event.
Nothing like a little touch of home for those folks, is there?
Absolutely. It was so great. When I pulled out those Dayton Dragons T-shirts, their faces just lit up. They were very serious in telling me about the importance of their jobs and what they were doing, and had certainly the very correct demeanor of our service members. Pulling out the Dayton Dragons T-shirts, they just lit up.
I know you and I have talked about this in the past, and we have both heard it from senior officers in every branch of the service. But there has never been a time in our country's history where we had finer, more top-quality men and women in service to the United States of America. And I wish that every American citizen had the opportunity to talk to some of those people. They would be as impressed as you and I are, wouldn't they?
They are so inspiring, Bucks, and it is incredible that, you know, they've dedicated their lives and their time to being here because they know it's essential for national security of the United States, leaving behind their careers, their families, and these people are top-notch. And that's certainly part of the secret that we have of our military superiority is that we just have great people. Hey, Bucks, I'm getting the high sign from the team here. I'm going to have to run.
Well,
but I want to thank you for having me, and also thank you so much for your continued support for men and women in uniform, because I know, you know both our veterans and those that are serving, they appreciate hearing your message of support.
Well, I always appreciate you being willing to check in and take those questions and answer so honestly. Good luck and continued safety on your trip there, and Godspeed you back home. Thank you, Congressman Turner.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
There's 3rd District United States Congressman Mike Turner, member of the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, and a man very much into the flow of our military, of course, with the with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base being here a part of his home district and such an important thing for this area and for our United States of America. He has always made that a top priority during his service to our country. As he pointed out, his 6th visit on the ground in Afghanistan, something that I can tell you, we were going to have this conversation yesterday, but the area in which he was at was too hot. In other words, too much combat, enemy activity going on for us to have the conversation. So it was postponed until today, and I applaud his courage in continuing to go back there time after time to look at things on the ground, to talk to our people, and then come back and report to you and me. 3rd District United States Congressman Mike Turner.